Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather, sport.
The Commission for Gender Equality has welcomed the Constitutional Court's ruling on parental leave. Under the current law, mothers can take at least 4 consecutive months of paid maternity leave, while fathers only enjoy 10 days. The top court today ruled that both fathers and mothers can now share the combined 4 months and 10 days after their baby is born. The landmark decision stemmed from a legal challenge launched by Polokwane man Werner van Wyk. He was denied 4 months of parental leave by his company when he wanted to look after his baby while the mother ran her business. The Gender Commission's Tsietsi Shuping says maternity leave is not only for the psychological need of the mother, but the nurturing of the child from both parents.
Therefore, the essence of the case is that it highlights the need to provide equal parental leave benefits. Recognizing and nurturing a child is a shared responsibility, and that the existing framework did not reflect evolving societal norms around parenting.
Police in the Eastern Cape are investigating cases of murder and negligence after a 7-year-old boy was shot and killed, allegedly by his 8-year-old cousin. The child is said to have found the gun in his father's bedroom at their home in Mqanduli yesterday. They say a shot went off, hitting the younger boy who was nearby. The father faces a charge of failing to safeguard a firearm. He was released on warning and was due to appear in the local court today. His son is being seen by social workers. South Africa will be sending a team to France to assist in the investigation into Nathi Mtetwa's death. The country's ambassador to France is understood to have fallen to his death from the 22nd floor of a Paris hotel on Tuesday. His wife reported him missing the day before. Kamogelo Mokgosi is the spokesperson for the Minister of Police. She says Feroz Kachalia has approved the deployment of a 5-member team of police officers.
The team will be led by Major General Makashalala, the Deputy Provincial Commissioner for Crime Detection in the Western Cape. The deployed team will work closely with French law enforcement authorities to ensure that the circumstances surrounding Ambassador Mtetwa's death are thoroughly and transparently investigated.
And Minister Kachalia has expressed his condolences and has praised Mtetwa's dedication to the nation. And Madagascan President Andry Rajoelina has condemned what he says is an attempt to topple his government. The poor Indian Ocean island has been rocked by days of fatal clashes between demonstrators and security forces. The youth-led protests have been against state-funded perks for the political elite, and what the demonstrators say is years of misrule. The protests forced Rajoelina to sack his government on Monday and invite dialogue to restore order. But that was not enough to placate the anger. Demonstrators have demanded he resign, saying he's failed to deliver basic services, including water and electricity. Durban and Richards Bay 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Boland 141 without loss in their second innings against the Hollywood Bets Dolphins, trailing the Dolphins by 49 runs. Liverpool boss Onslot believes that Alexander Isak is not far off his best. And the PGA of America set to issue an apology to Rory McIlroy and Team Europe after last week's behaviour at the Ryder Cup.